Photography has been an integral part of my life since childhood. A creative outlet at first, it has evolved into a form of emotional healing and therapy. Likewise, classic Asian psychologies of the mind, especially the Taoist philosophy of the Chuang-Tzu, have also been an intensive pursuit of mine for years. These two passions developed independently, but like the perfect yin and the perfect yang, I sensed that photography and Taoism could mingle, come together, and that a blend of these two disciplines could illuminate both the art of seeing and the art of living. It is this syncretism of the ancient wisdom of the Chuang-Tzu and the art of creative photography that we will explore more closely. As a teenager, I unconsciously adopted the belief that some subjects deserve to be photographed more than others. I didn't have a list of what I thought was acceptable or not, but after a while, I noticed I always seemed to photograph the same cluster of subjects: family and friends, animals, landscapes, or sporting events. One day, I had a shocking experience. Someone who had taken a picture of a door won the first prize in a photography contest. I could not believe that such a common subject could be judged worthy of a prize. Of course, that was before I tried to photograph a door. I had no idea how difficult it would be to construct an image that made an ordinary door interesting. This incident provoked me to pay closer attention to the ordinary. Over time, I began to appreciate, in life and photography, a remark made by the ancient Taoist Lao Tzu. The secret of the Tao is found in the smallest detail of the ordinary day. Meaningful art in any medium is mind-changing. True art is an epiphany, an enlightening spark dancing in the perceived gap between ourselves and everything else. It challenges the prejudices of conventional thought. In this role, art lives between the known and the unknown, communicating what it discovers in this ambiguous territory. I will attempt to show how, in vivid, evocative exposition and anecdotes, the Chuang-Tzu describes how sagacity and the art of living, sometimes called understanding beyond understanding, flow forth from being in harmony with the Tao, as well as how, similarly, conscious camera work leads to a deeper, more universal way of seeing. I call this seeing beyond seeing. Seeing is a creative process. The chapters ahead mine the essence of that process and offer wisdom that assists you in the opening of a new, rewarding path to the heart of the creative attitude. In a sense, this book, Mindful Photography, it's a catalyst for reawakening your sense of wonder. It's a first aid manual for those who dare to free themselves from pre-digested, media-generated views of reality. Mindful photography is about the harmonization of little and great understanding. It is discovering the young child's and the sage's power to perceive awesome mystery, even in the most ordinary objects and events. In breaking through the enslavement of the judgmental mind, we wander freely. We welcome and embrace the unknown, the chaos, the mystery. We move beyond the prejudice of habitual understanding to spontaneous understanding. In this attitude of receptivity, we discover that we are open to the renewing energy of beauty in all that is. It is in this context that this book illuminates a path beyond the noise of constricted awareness, awakening in us the kind of intuitive awareness that raises life to a rewarding adventure and photography to an art. The springboard is unrestricted awareness taught by ancient Taoist philosophy and developed in the reflective, contemplative process of photography. As we move forward, my hope is that you may awaken to the beauty of your own creative insights as you experience the heartfelt wisdom presented in the chapters that follow. Let's get started.